You good?
Yep.
All right, let's hit it.
Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the catch me, fuck me outfit? Good taste skipped a generation.
You can't go out like that. The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't talking about you.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Sorry Mom. I'm Nikki Howard.
I'm Sydney Mailer.
And we are doing the damn thing. Yes. What's going on?
Not much. I think I'm a little like stoned hungover.
Oh, okay.
Like yesterday I had like a super chill day, so I just had like a lot of gummies, and I feel like I woke up this morning and I'm like, I feel really like hungover, but like in a stoned way, you know?
Just slower.
Yeah, just slower today. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. You know, just back at it. Fucking just doing the damn thing, running around, getting the work done, doing the things. I was like rushing. Like, Sydney has a meeting and I have to be home at 12:30. Otherwise, we cannot do this. I sped here. I actually hit every green light and I was very impressed. I was like, this was
my fuck yeah. Hell yeah. Meeting. I do have a meeting. Actually, I'd like to talk to you about the meeting because you already had this meeting. So it's with the what is it?
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah. How did that go? Why are we having a meeting?
I don't know.
What did you talk about? Did you convince her? Like, how did that go?
To fill you guys in, this is Sydney and I. We a long time ago went to this event that was like in Malibu. It was like a wellness thing. It was really sick.
Like a wellness retreat. It was beautiful. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was at this woman's house. I'm wondering if it's at the same house, maybe.
I know. I hope so, kind of.
Yeah, that place was sick. So, we like went for the weekend and did like, you know, wellness things. I don't know. And then we both got invited again after like it's been longer than that, like 5 years, 6 years.
Yeah.
Maybe seven. I don't know. It's been a long fucking time.
I was thinking 19, like 2019.
It probably was. Like, it was a really fucking long time ago.
Yeah.
And then, so they were like, hey, we want to set up like an interview. And I was like, all right. So I got on the phone with this woman for like 4 minutes. And I was like, hey. And she was like, hey, long time no talk. And I was like, yeah. And she was just like, this is what it's going to be. It's like about, you know, this is like the weekend is centered around like new beginnings and like manifesting new beginnings or something. Or, oh no, it was opening, like allowing space for like new things. That's what it was.
Okay, and I
was like,
cool.
Great.
Okay.
Sounds sick.
And did you have to like convince her at all? Or was she
no,
just
she
like,
was
all
just
right,
like, sick. These are the posting requirements, same as before. And I was like, okay, great. And then she was like, oh, this is what it is. I was like, sick. And that was the conversation.
Okay, cool.
That was
I feel like I haven't had a meeting in so long.
It was
like
not
nervous.
I wouldn't call it a meeting. It was like a chat, a brief chat. It's like a 4-minute conversation.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, there's no more openings to like have that conversation. Cause I got it like a long time ago, the invite. And like, then I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'll do the stupid meeting. And then she's like, oh, yeah, she's not available until March. So, and I'm like, oh, that's like a lot of meeting. Who are you talking to?
4 minutes long.
Well, we'll see. I might be going with you. I might not. I might also try to swing like, well, I don't know if I won't be, but I'm just saying like, I don't know. It seems like she's at a lot of fucking meetings.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like,
I might be like, oh, I'll just stay with Nick. So, you know, just throwing that out there.
I thought that was like the whole plan.
What we usually do anyways. I don't know.
I know.
But, so that's coming up after this. So hopefully it's just super, super easy.
It's going to be very chill.
Good. And I hope so.
Yeah. I think you'll be fine.
Okay, good. How's work and everything been going?
It's good. It's good. It's good. I'm trying to, you know what is funny? I was just having this conversation. So I've been like doing my meditation and doing like, and I'm not vaping. So I'm like, have this weird sense of stillness and like I'm trying to not be like crazy where I'm like just go. I'm like, okay, being really intentional about the things that I'm doing and listening to myself and like, hey, if you're tired, maybe sleep. And so I'm like, I feel like I have no drive anymore. Like, I feel like I'm doing so much less than I was doing, and I hate it. I'm like, and I keep thinking, like, everyone said, like, when I remember people were like, if you like give yourself a break and like stop vaping or like, or present, like you're still going to do like be as productive and you're still going to do as much. And I remember being like, that's just not true. And now I'm here and I'm like, it's just not true. Like, I feel like I'm just not doing anything, but, and yet somehow things are getting done. I'm just not like rushing to do things.
Yeah. You're not doing it anxiously. You're doing it's it. Very, like, you're just doing it.
And I'm like, okay, well, I'll like, I don't know. I'm like, I should be like, after this, I was like, okay, well, I'll edit. And then I was like, I have to get some writing done. And I have this two sketches left that I want to get edited. And I'm, instead of like forcing myself to sit down and edit them, I'm like, okay, well, I really want to like do like something to this closet. Like, I want to like, it's inconsequential for the sake of the story, but I'm like, I want to get this done. I'm like, I really should be working, but I guess I could do that. And that feels like such a luxury to like put this off and like do this, even though I'll do it tomorrow. I don't know how, if this makes sense. I'm just not like anxiously doing things. I'm like doing, that's being awesome. Intentional about things.
That's great.
I hate it, but I guess it's healthy. So I don't know, but it's, I mean, it's good. I just, the moral of the story is work is good. I don't feel like I'm working hard enough is the, like, because I'm not killing myself.
Yeah.
So
you're not dead afterwards. You don't feel like you've gotten enough done.
Yeah. But I'm like, but I've gotten it all. Like, I'm not behind. I'm like very much on the schedule. So there's nothing like, it's just a very bizarre place to be. So I feel like
I called you and said like a very similar thing the other day. I was like, I've gotten everything on my list done, but I feel anxious every single night. And I'm like sitting there, like white knuckling it, and then like kind of white knuckling it, even though you've gotten all your shit done, and you're like, "What the fuck? Like, I'm fine.
Everything's fine." Yeah, it's weird, except for I'm like, I feel like I should be white. I'm not. It's like imagine that feeling, but like you're not,
but not white knuckling it.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, this is interesting then. So, hey guys,
I'm the opposite of that.
But I don't know. I think it's this meditation thing. It's honestly like, and mindfulness and the fucking just breathing and the no stimulant is really interesting to be now living like just a normal. I feel like I can't focus either. Like my focus is like, it's like harder for me to focus on things.
Well, I vaped a little bit last week, just FYI for people to know.
Yeah.
Just Sydney gonna call me. Myself out. I have not bought a new vape, but I did do a little bit of one. I'm trying to do it again. It's been good. I mean, it's nothing crazy. I haven't been like crazy about it, so it's fine.
Is it over?
I'm going to stop doing it again. Obviously, I have to stop again.
Honest to God, the only thing that's keeping me from doing that is like, just no, I've come this far. Like, I'm not doing that. It was so fucking brutal. Yeah. Like, I'm not doing it. The thought of going back through my stomach pains.
Yeah. It's just too much.
Couldn't even fit in my clothes.
Yeah.
I was like, thought I was pregnant. I was so bloated.
Can we not? I didn't go back to like full on smoking. I don't think it's like been that bad, which is good. But, and I also don't have as much like the mental craving for it. I'm kind of like, oh, okay. We did that for like a minute and now we're like back.
You don't have the mental craving for it?
It's not that big of a, it's not, I mean, of course everybody does, but it's not like as intense as it was the first time. Cause you know, it's not like I went back to like full on smoking. So that's good.
That is great. Yeah. Hey, you know what? It happens.
It happens. Yeah.
You know,
I have had quite the week as well. I got one of my fucking flower beds done, or not flower beds, but one of my grow beds done. It took so much work. It was so hard. I have one more to do. I had to create like this rebarb cage around it because apparently it buckles out with like the amount of dirt that we put in there. So I made this rebarb cage that goes around it. I had to bring all of this dirt in on my own, do all this shit. And
there's a wheelbarrow.
We don't.
You should get one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's they're one, really
the tire's fucked. So, and then there's stairs. So like I technically could pull the wheelbarrow up, but instead I just did it all by hand, every single bag. And then I also had to go around the property and find sand to fill up gallons and gallons of sand. It was just a whole, it's been a thing, but you know, I'm doing good on it. My plants. That's all good. Ash came down for a while. She just watched me work. And then I went to the junk show, which was super sick down in Del Mar. There was a, basically like all these thrift stores like came together and had different booths. And my whole family ended up going to it. And, you know, everybody got a little bit of something they probably didn't need.
Yeah.
But I did really good. It was cool. I got some picture frames and stuff.
It's awesome.
We get the chickens on Friday, this Friday. Woo! And then we're going to have a barbecue to introduce the chickens to the family over here.
Seems
we're
going to
have a
kind of mean
shoulder.
Oh, we're having chicken.
We're not gonna have chicken. Yeah.
We'll have pork shoulder.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And then we have a concert on Wednesday. So kind of a packed fucking week.
I'm so jealous of your life.
Here we go. Like,
I want this life. I am working to achieve your life. How do I get this for myself?
You just slow down and you like, and you move out to the country. That's what you do.
I know.
Yeah. So I have to shoot all day today and tomorrow and edit, and then I'll be good, I think, for the rest of the week. So that'll be good. I gotta get all that shit done and in and moving.
Boom.
Boom. Yeah. The chicken coop's still not done all the way, but that's okay.
How's the, did they not have their pool installed yet? The chickens? This fucking chicken mansion?
They don't have a pool. We decided to get rid of the duck. I told you that, right? Okay, so no pool.
The elevator is not installed yet in the chicken coop. It's like fucking.
The light system and the camera system hasn't been installed.
Yeah, they didn't get their nest in. Ayo,
yeah.
Chicken pun.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
They're going to be fucking sick though. So
I want to see a picture of this thing.
Yeah. Tyler put the door on and didn't cut. Like, we have like this automated door so that we don't have to wake up in the morning and let them in and out. And fucking, he put it on there with the piece of wood still behind the door. So you open the door and there's just a piece of wood. So we have to get that out of there.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Chicken Run?
Yeah, it's going to be exactly like Chicken Run.
I fucking love that movie. I want to watch that movie again.
Yeah, it's going to be good. My mom fucking caught a falcon the other day, flew inside her house, a younger falcon flew directly inside the house. And my mom had to put gloves on and fucking let it go like a movie. It was like, and they didn't get a video of it, but they got a video of the falcon inside of the house. It was nuts. And then she also found a family of skunks underneath her shed today. She sent us a video and I'm like, well, that's going to be unfortunate for you, ma'am. Yeah. Huh. So.
Whole family of them.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Red's owner, my old horse, my horse's new owner from back in the day, messaged me, actually called me out, which was pretty surprising, on Instagram, and was like, hi, it's Red's birthday coming up. We would really appreciate if Sydney could come out and see him. And I'm like, ma'am, I've messaged you so many times about how I'm not mentally ready to deal with like seeing him. Like, I'm trying to push down my emotions and you're really making this difficult to do.
I'm filling the void with chickens, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so anyways, I guess I have to go do that. So that was quite the fucking day. I was kind of pissed at her. I was like, I can't believe you're making me feel my own emotions. Don't do that.
Yeah.
But publicly. Now we're going to bring the whole family, and I'm hoping that helps. So
that sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, lots of animal shit going on over here.
That's so fun. I love that.
Yeah.
Geez. I wish I had exciting, fun things going on other than I'm just sitting at a computer. I have nothing except, you know what? I did realize that every person I feel like I have like half the people in my life, half of just like general people that I talk to, friends, family, are Pisces. And it seems like the other half are Gemini. And then there's like a sliver of like alternates. Like, it's so fucking weird. I didn't realize until I looked at my calendar and everybody's birthday is this month. Like, everybody's birthday. I'm like, how is this possible? Like, I didn't even realize it until this month. And I'm like, and then I was meeting people on set that I'm like, you're my new best friend. And they're like, well, I'm like, when's your birthday? They're like, it's in 2 days. I'm like, What does this mean? How is this possible? So that's been something that's exciting. I'm like, yeah. Wow, apparently I have a lot of fish, Pisces people.
Yeah. I don't know any Pisces. So
really? Mom's a Pisces. Stevie's a Pisces. Brent's a Pisces. Sky's a Pisces. Like literally everybody's a Pisces. I'm like, oh my God. And then Gemini. I'm like, who are these people?
Huh.
What happened to my sea cows, my seahorses? So that's something. What else is going on? Yeah. So working on this movie. It's the last week of the movie. I have two days this week. I fucking just, this is all I want to do. I'm just like, so I'm like ready to just be doing this. I'm like, just put me in shit. Let me show up. Let me do my thing. Let me go home. That's all I want. Yeah. I don't want to do it anymore, but I will. Yeah. I can have to do it. What else? I made a Sicilian orange cake from oranges from the neighbor's yard.
Damn. That sounds nice. Yeah.
Yep. Because I made dinner for Stevie's birthday last night. I was like going to take him to dinner. And then I was like, I can't afford that. So I'm going to have to use my Postmates credit.
Look around the house. Yeah.
Use my Postmates credit and order groceries. And then make a cake from what I can see. It's not even my tree. It's my neighbor's tree. Like, we'll figure it out.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah. I make.
Hey, guys.
Hold on.
Luckily, I can't really hear him, which is kind of cool.
Really?
Yeah, it just sounds like background muffle.
Oh, that's great.
Hey.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, I can't even hear you clap.
How is that possible? Hold on.
I don't know. I think it's that.
Is it like a Zoom? One second.
Nice.
We're back.
Nice.
Specking little bitches.
Yes.
Where were we before I was so rudely interrupted by these fucking dogs?
Oh, your cake. How was the cake?
Oh, it was good. It was fine. I'm just was like, it's the sentiment.
Yeah, really. That's it's someone's birthday. Here. Yeah.
It's someone's birthday. Come on now. What else? I don't know. I've just been enjoying actor life.
I had my first Bitch and Stitch with my sisters.
Yeah, how was that? Stressful?
It was good until like on my way there. So Bitch and Stitch is where like you get together and you bitch and then you stitch. And so we like decided to like color and do all these like arts and crafts as our Bitch and Stitch.
It's so fun.
And I had to like convince both my sisters to do it. It was kind of a fucking thing. And then my other sister decided she wanted to go, but then she didn't want to go. It was a whole fucking... There's just too many motherfucking sisters, and then having to be like the glue of sisters is so much work. But anyways, so on my way down, my one sister's like, I want to have it in my house. Like, that's great. I have the whole day off on the way down. She's like, by the way, Sydney, go pick up wine and food and all the snacks and da 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 da. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'm going to need to bitch about you guys at the Bitch and Stitch is what I'm going to do. But it ended up going well. And then at least like I knew everything was covered. Mm-hmm. I took care of everything. I was like, here's the food. Here's the drinks. Here's the this. And we have a location done. And then we had a really good time. It was nice bitching and the stitching. And it's been good. So the Bitch and Stitch was a success. And now we're going to do another one, hopefully. I think we're going to do like one once a month. We're going to try to do.
That's so nice. I love that. And then
we're trying to do one family barbecue once a month as well. So.
Activities. Again, I aspire for this life. This is the life I want. That's all I want is like, I want a bunch of activities to do with people. And like, that's, and like garden, live off the land. Like, that's what, is it so much to ask? God damn it.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I don't either. It's fucking expensive though to like buy all this dirt and the fucking grow boxes.
That's
and
why I'm not living like you. Ugh. I'm like, that's why I have to pick oranges off my neighbor's tree. By the way, speaking of neighbors, my neighbors are doing, I met them. I swear to God, I've never met them before. They were convinced that I had. And I was like, I don't think so.
The gay neighbors, right?
The gaybers, yeah.
Yeah.
They are doing construction and they came over with Susie cakes and they were like, we are so sorry about the noise. And I was like, you guys are the sweetest. How is it going? Like, emotionally, are you okay? And they like just were so like, they're like, we're leaving. We're done. I was like, are you okay? Like emotionally, they're like, we just like, he was like, I'm covered in dirt. Like, I just, dust is everywhere. Like, he was just like, couldn't, like, on the brink of tears. I was like, you guys are going to get through it. And it's going to be so good. I believe in you. And it just made me be like, God, imagine if you were doing this. Like, you think it's bad right now. Like, now imagine you do it. It's so bad when you do it. You know what I mean? Like, I was just thinking of like how much they hate it and like other people are doing the work.
Now do that, and then you do the work.
That's what I was like, oh my God, like it sucks. Yeah,
yeah, it's really sucks.
So funny, but I think they got a new door, and it looks good. So
nice,
like that's exciting. I really am excited for. Like, I could tell they were just not. I'm really happy that it's over for them. I think they're done, and like I'm happy for them because they looked not well. Did not look okay. But I did think it was very sweet that they brought treats over. That was nice.
Yeah, it's very neighborly.
Neighborly. Yeah. I mean, other than that, it's like Catcher's going to be 11 years old.
Wow. Which
is, I just did the math yesterday. That's exhilarating. His birthday is going to come up soon here.
Is he also a Pisces or?
Gemini.
Nice. Nice. Good for him. Nice.
Oh, no. No, I have no idea. What else? I did some, decided I'm designing my own wedding invitations. So I've been doing that.
Cool. I thought Alexa was going to do that.
Yeah. I feel bad because she's like, I'll do it for free. And I'm like, I can't not pay you. Then I'm like, I could do it. Could just do it. Why?
I mean, because whether she does it or you do it. I mean, if you want to do it, I feel like you should do it. But
yeah, but it's also
why,
like, I have the time.
Her, it's fine. She
can do other things. She can do like help me with other shit. But I'm like, this is something I can do. And
if
like,
you're
whatever.
Trading out help, I get that. But if not, like that's her. Yeah. She does that professionally.
I know. And I'm like,
why not let her do it?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to use her printing stuff to get a discount. But I'm like, I might as well just do this shit, man. What else? I'm trying to think of anything else that I have that, like, anything at all that's exciting. I don't really have anything. I have nothing. I've got fucking nothing. Did I write any notes? I must have.
Have you watched anything recently?
Oh, yes, I did. That's what I watched Poor Things. Did you see it?
Never heard of that. No.
Really? Oh my God. It's like my dream role. This is like the movie that I want to be in. This is like, she did it. It's like, you haven't heard of it. It's like up for every fucking Oscar. So it's with Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo and Willem Dafoe. And it's like,
she has red hair.
Yeah. But I think it's like black in this. Oh. I don't know, but it's like Frankenstein, but instead of Frankenstein, it's like, she's like 35 and like pretty. And she like, it has, she's like, comes to life with no like social understanding of like how anything goes, and she just like masturbates, and like everyone's like, you can't do that, and she's like, why? Like, she like literally like becomes a prostitute and like sees nothing wrong. It's like because she like doesn't have any understanding of the world, but like the set design and the fuck, like it was just, like the score, it was like the most beautiful, whimsical, like it was like watching an art piece. I was like, this is the coolest thing. It's just not like any movie I've ever seen. But even just like the lenses that they use and the shots that they got, it's like so, it's masterful. So I fucking loved it. I was so excited about it. That's like the one thing I was like, I just want to sit down and watch this movie.
What's it called? Or like, and what's it on?
Poor Things. I bought it. I had to buy it on Amazon for $20, but it was worth it. Which nice. I kind of like that they're doing that now, where it's like, you know, you just have to like go to the movie, which I'm all about going to the movies, but it's like sometimes you just don't have the time to go to the movies. You know what I mean? Like you got to watch it like on your own schedule. It's like, I can't go to a showing at 10:34, you know, like, and then I got to drive. So it's like for like how much are movie tickets? Like $17 each.
Yeah.
But if you buy, it's like they're available to buy or rent for like $20 when one ticket is $17. It's like you could get like a fucking party together at your own house for like so much cheaper.
Absolutely.
And like you can watch it whenever you want.
Yeah.
I was like,
I think that's a great idea.
I know. I just like that that's now an option. It was never an option. Yeah. It was like you had to fucking go to the theater and then you had to wait. Yeah. And you had to wait and you wait and you wait.
I was also thinking that, like, you know, them releasing episodes at different times or like once a week or like, oh, in 3 weeks, the next set of episodes are going to be released.
Episodes? What do you mean?
For like on Netflix and stuff like that. Or like, let's say.
Like HBO? Like a series?
Yeah. Like the series is like now even on streaming platforms, they release like, here's three episodes and then wait. And then here's another three, you know? I'm actually starting to, at first I was like, fuck you guys. Like, you guys shouldn't do that.
Like it.
This isn't TV or like, it's not supposed to be TV. Da, 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 da. But I actually kind of like it now. I was just talking to Tyler and Ash about it. And I was like, you know, it gives me something to look forward to. I would have normally just watched the entire series. So the fact that like, I have to like wait a little while, it kind of creates intrigue to my life. It makes you like
need to sit down and watch it. You know,
yeah.
Instead of like just have it on mindlessly
or not binge the entire thing all at once. Like, because then I would have been like, and I'm done. Now I have nothing else to watch. At least it like spreads it out. So that's nice.
Yeah. Did I talk about the mushroom that's growing out of my bathroom ceiling?
I don't know. I don't think so.
There's a mushroom growing out of my bathroom ceiling, which is fascinating. Yeah. You've heard of like the roof is on fire. This is the opposite. The roof is fucking damp and moist and we need help. Same sentiment, opposite though. Yeah, it's actually, I've never seen anything like it. Like
I've never seen that either.
No one's ever seen it. I'm like, this is crazy. Like a portobello.
It's a big mushroom.
Yeah. Through the drywall. Like that's nuts. And I'm like, it's so something that I've never seen. I'm like, this is so wacky. Like I'm much less like panicked than I should be. Like I should be like, this is an emergency. But I'm like, crazy. What is this?
But at least it's funny and cute.
I'm like, this is like, if ever there were to be water damage and moisture, like I need. That's how I need it to manifest right now in my life.
Cute.
Like I can't do the black mold right now. Like I think that the universe knows that. They're like, this girl cannot fucking handle that. Like just give her a mushroom. Let her know she's got to fucking just fix it. So that's exciting. That's been fun. But I mean,
exciting.
It's also like we can't do anything about it right now. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like. Well, there it is. Isn't that something? Every day I'm like, good day.
Yeah.
It's when you get to a place where you know you have a problem that has to get fixed and you just can't fix it. You're just like, good to see you again.
Yeah.
We're still doing this. Good to see you look the same. That's great for me. That's great news. Please don't look different. Don't change tomorrow.
Yeah.
I can't handle that emotionally.
Don't pop any more out, please. Yeah. Just stay the way you are.
The power, though, to like break through drywall, that's something.
Yeah, that's true.
I know. That's why it's so baffling. I'm like, that is a powerful mushroom. So that's neat. What else is happening?
I feel like it actually is on the drywall. It's growing on the drywall and it popped through the paint.
I hope so.
Because it looks like there's like a dome.
It's
and
water.
Then it just pops through. No, I know that, but it just pops through the paint because if it would have popped through the drywall, like your drywall would be all fucked up.
I know. It's small.
But what's nice is it's not looking like water damage around it, even though there's massive water damage
around it. That's why I like it like this.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, I get it. Like,
we see what's happening here. There's a problem, but thank you for not looking like the ceiling's coming down. Yeah.
I need that.
I do agree with that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's been fucking cool. What else? No, I don't want to upgrade. I will never upgrade. I went to the mall and didn't fucking buy anything. I was so proud of myself.
Wow.
I'm like, you know, when you like look around, and you're like, Everything I have is better than this.
Yeah.
I'm at that place. Yes. And it feels really good. You're like,
that's good.
I like yeah. this. I like
that this is good.
My life.
Good.
I have everything I need. Also, a bunch of memories of us came up on my fucking phone. And I was like, look at all of the things that we've done. Look at all of the places that we have been. It was really, I was like, oh my God. Decades of places.
Yeah, I know.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
That was nostalgic.
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 Those things don't come up. Those like memories and shit don't really come up for me.
Really?
Like on my phone. Yeah. Thank God.
Why?
I don't know. Because it's always like, oh, great memory. Oh, great memory. Like, oh, ex-boyfriend. You know? Oh, I was crying there. I remember that.
Why is there a photo of me crying? Ooh.
No, it's not me crying. It's just me knowing I was just crying, you know?
I remember that.
Yeah. So I'm okay sometimes with the memory. It's not popping up. I'm like,
see, oh. I'm always like, what the fuck happened to that shirt? Who took that shirt? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that
yeah,
happens.
That's true.
Who's taking my favorite shit? I'm not like, do you ever have that where you're like, I know I never like left that. Like, what did I take a shirt off and leave it somewhere?
Yeah.
Like someone fucking stole that shirt. I refuse to believe I misplaced it.
Or is because I think automatically I'm like, I bet you I packed that up and took that to some shoot and then I fucking left it somewhere. That's what I think.
Yeah, but. I guess.
And then, but what's the dumbest is every time I see my little sisters, I go, hey, that's fucking mine.
I see.
And they're
yeah.
like, bitch, you gave that to me so long ago. And yeah. I'm like, I just want you to know it's mine, but yeah. I gave it to you. Get, so,
you know what the origin of that shirt is? Me.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Me.
You would be nothing without me.
Yeah, it looks good
me.
On you. Just letting you know.
Looked better on me.
Yep.
I know.
Yep. You've given me a good amount of little shirts too, though.
I don't know.
Or things. Remember, you used to give me, like, every once in a while, you'd be like, here's this stuff I don't like.
And I'd
be like,
well, no, okay, there's so cool. much stuff, though, that, like, I have gotten that I'm like, this is not going to look good on me, and it's going to look so much better on you, and it always does. And I'm like, I'm glad that it should, you should own it. Like, that's how I feel. I'm like, it's,
I know, but
I'm
I feel
not
like
serving
it never
the
really,
garment.
It never really went the other way, because I had sisters, so it was always like, you'd be that's like, fine. Here's this stuff I don't want. I'd be like, okay. And then I'd be like, I gave that other stuff away.
I have too many things. That's the point. I'm like, I need to clear space. We've got to clear some space out because it's getting crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Have you watched the DAV? Oh,
the
yeah, that's right.
Did I tell you about that? Anyways, the DAV came and I forgot about the whole like other half of my house. I didn't tell them to take a bunch of other furniture. So now they have to come again.
Well,
that's sick, but.
That's not bad. I mean, at least you know the space that you have.
At least we're moving forward. Yeah.
That's all you can do. You know, that's it. That's all you can do.
Yeah. And they wouldn't take a box spring, which was unfortunate. So now I have two beautiful, like brand new looking box springs that I can't do anything with. Now they, because it has to do with the bed. They took a bed frame and all the pieces, but they won't take like a mattress or something like related to a mattress. Close to a mattress.
Put it up for free on OfferUp. People take it.
Yeah.
I can post that shit and leave it outside.
Yeah. Have you ever, you've offered up people, right?
I've offered up. I've taken from, I've done
See,
all
I've
the
taken
things.
From offered up, but I've never put anything up myself.
Oh yeah.
Easy.
No, but you get a lot of people. This is my experience. Like this is like 90% of like offer up is like people being like, hey, is this still available? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, and then that's it. Or it'll be like, hey, is this still available? Yeah, it's still available. I'll give you $20 for it. And you're like, cool. This table, it's is literally a brand new West Elm table that I listed for $600. So that's going to be a no. I'm not selling it to you for $60. It's like you list something for like $500 and someone will come at you with like $125. And you're like, that's not how negotiations work. Yeah. And then you'll like counter and you'll be like, I'll give it to you for $450. And they're like, I'll give you like $100. And you're like, that's.
Yeah, you don't know how to do this right.
Not going to do that.
Yeah.
Or people, this is the best. This is the other part of OfferUp. This is the majority of OfferUp. You'd be like, I'm selling this West Elm table and bench for $600 brand new. People go like, how much for just the bench? It's like, I'm not just selling the bench. Yeah. Okay, great. I'm selling this chair. How much for just the left leg of the chair? You're like, why would I sell you just the left leg of the, it's like people want like parts and they're like, why won't you sell me like an arm of a love seat? And I need the left arm. And you're like, how much for that? Like, I'm kidding.
You're like, you have to take the whole thing or nothing, dog.
That's exactly right. Yeah. People are like, they don't. I'm like, what is it? What is this? Yeah. Everybody wants parts of things and nobody wants to buy the whole thing. It's infuriating. Like, I was selling the fucking gimbal I have. They're like, how can I buy just the batteries from you? I'm like, no, you can't just buy the batteries from me.
Yeah.
What do you mean go buy batteries? It would be cheaper for you to just go buy the batteries.
Yeah. Than the whole fucking thing.
So anyway, but if you're selling a box spring, I don't know, maybe they'll be like, can I just get four of the springs?
Yeah.
But if you're giving something away for free, I feel like you're sold. Like it's the,
yeah, I want it for free. I don't give
just take it.
Like, just take it. Just take it out of my life, please.
That's better.
It's like blocking a whole area in the garage. And I'm like, I don't know. People what to will do take
it.
Shit.
Just list it and say it's free.
That's a guaranteed. Good idea.
Guaranteed.
I'll make Tyler do it. I don't like talking to people.
That's fair. Do that. or that. As long as you just put it up there. I mean,
as long as it's out of the way. That's a good thing. Yeah.
Not your problem.
Not my problem, dog. Not my problem. Yeah. I finally canceled on that wedding, but yet she's never responded back to me. So I don't even know if she knows that I canceled on that wedding. Remember I was telling you about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now I'm like, well, I did my job.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I said something to you. I said something to you. You just haven't gone back to me. That's not
your fault. Yeah, you did it. You did your due diligence. That's, I mean, she's probably busy with wedding stuff.
With wedding things.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
That's fine.
When do you want your bachelorette and stuff like that?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Maybe we should have another conversation after the movie.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Maybe when your head's a little clearer.
Yeah. When I can look, I mean, I don't even know probably next year. Right.
Okay. But you're having it next year in June. We could do it in the beginning, before that next year.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to figure it out because I'm having it. The whole thing is like a mix because I have bridesmen.
Bridesmen. Oh, yeah, you're bridesmen. Having. You're having Stevie and Brent.
Yeah. People. So it's going to be like an amalgamation of things. So I'm like, what do I do? I don't know.
Just tell them to come. It's not like they give a fuck. Yeah.
That's true. But I mean,
they'll wear a dick hat. I know them. And they'd be happy to do that.
They sure would.
I don't know. What about doing a joint bachelor and bachelorette party together? I think that's a good idea.
That might be the vibe too, because he has groomswomen.
Yeah.
So that could be sick.
You could just have one giant party or basically go on vacation with all your people and then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That might be the easiest. It's just strippers. Just get them all.
Yeah.
Men, women.
You want men strippers?
No, I'm just saying, I'm just picturing this, shenanigan fest, and I'm like, that's what I see, just naked people walking around with just covered in, balloon animals. I don't know, weird. Who wanted this? Who asked for this?
Yeah, was it
you?
I don't know.
Was it me? Was it you?
Not me.
Oh, my God. All right, well, do you have a thought of the day before we get kicked off by Zoom, because they hate us?
No thoughts of the day. So she calls you. Am I supposed to have a phone call? Or is this a Zoom call? Do you know?
I think she said should have sent you a link.
She hasn't sent me a link yet.
I don't know. I don't know. I'd send an email and follow up. It's gonna be great. Don't stress about it.
Okay.
You're gonna be great. You're a star. Okay. Well, that's all I think for this week then.
Okay. All right, love you guys. We're gonna be back together. Next week.
Yeah. Yes. Get excited. Okay. Love you. Bye.